Pakistan mourns loss in the wake of a terror attack. We've got a story about the widow's mite. And ever consider making a new Christmas tradition? If so, you won't want to miss today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tears are flowing freely in Pakistan. Yesterday's Taliban rampage in Peshawar marks the deadliest in-country attack since 2007. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
What is so strange is that even the Taliban spokesman, as he was saying, it's a revenge attack for the army offensive. He also said our suicide bombers, they have instructions not to harm the children, but only to target army personnel.
Over 140 people, mostly students, lost their lives when the Taliban raided a military school. You can get the full story at missionnetworknews.org, but pray for FMI-supported pastors. They're responding to the tragedy and will have chances to share Christ.
All these parents and families are talking against Islam now. So our national director there says, he says, this is such a ripe time to share the Lord's peace and comfort.
If you'd like to help with outreach by supplying audio Bibles, connect with FMI at our website. Next, Haiti's election stalemate is festering. If new ones aren't held by January 12th, Parliament will shut down. People are pretty angry. Angry over corruption, slow recovery, and poverty. Even though the Prime Minister resigned, they're rioting. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart is saddened by the destruction.
These are obviously not people with Haiti's best interests at heart, or they wouldn't be burning tires on their newly paved streets and destroying the advances that have been made in the last few months.
That ugly mood spread from Port-au-Prince to Gonaïves and Cap-Haïtien, but the story's different up north.
I think that we have probably the rain to thank for that. No matter how upset they get or how much money they're offered, there are those who don't want to go out in the rain. So I think probably the level of manifestations in Cap-Haïtien will stay down as long as it's raining.
Despite the chaos, the ministry will continue on because life goes on. DeHart's asking you to pray wisdom and safety for the staff and for opportunities to share the light of hope in a dark time. This is Mission Network News. The commercialized version of Christmas that seems to be growing each year has little to offer someone who's badly hurting. But remembering Jesus' birth means everything, even to the victims of Boko Haram attacks. VOM recently brought Christmas to a town in Nigeria where many Christians have fled. For just a moment, fears were forgotten in celebration and song. Meanwhile, remember the Bible story of the widow's mite? It's about giving generously out of your poverty. Food for the Hungry saw that happen with staff in Asia after the tsunami and are using those lessons to encourage sacrificial giving. Why? To bless everyone. No matter how much a person has, they can make an incredible difference. FH needs your support, whether that's giving shoes or school supplies. You'll be able to show families the love of Christ. And you want to do Christmas differently this year? Why not use it to bring your family together and tell others about Christ? Todd Van Eck of Mission India shares a little bit about their Joy for India matching campaign.
It's just a great way to encourage the heart of giving in our kids. At this time of year, when our culture is so focused on getting, it's a real tool that we as families can use to lift up the Great Commission and to really talk about that as a family.
Now, the matching campaign doubles your gift this month and includes some family projects and activities. All of these efforts will impact children in India and you, too. Find out more on our website. Van Eck says,
the number one reason that anyone should get involved in this is from the gospel standpoint. So Jesus gives the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're telling you how the world's finding hope in Jesus and how you can be a part of it. You can help us do that with your gift of any amount. And to thank you, I'll send you the new Aaron Schust Christmas CD, Unto Us. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your Aaron Schust Christmas CD or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.